What's up, I'll have with WordPress.
我们今天继续看雅各书。
We'll now today continue to read the book of James.
我把雅各书比喻了，就是好像我们看病一样。
We actually look at the book of James as if these are we're treating diseases.
因为呢，我们呢可以通过雅各书里面知道我们的属灵的生命的真假。
Through the book of James, we can see the spiritual life whether it's real or fake.
在第一章的时候呢，雅各告诉我们呢，如果我们面对试探的时候呢，如果你是一个真正的基督徒的时候，你会有什么反应？还记得吗？记不记得你的反应是怎么样呢？你会产生忍耐。那么如果你面对神的话语的时候，你会有什么反应呢？你就会去行道。我们呢，在第一章的最后的时候呢，他告诉我们呢，一个真正敬虔的一个人呢，他会勒住他的舌头，看顾孤儿寡妇，还有呢就是不沾染世俗。
And then, as we read from the book of James, that those who consider themselves religious and yet do not keep a tight rein on their tongues, and also look after orphans and widows in the distance, and
所以呢，其实呢，从第二章开始呢，雅各呢就是循着这三方面去讨论。
And starting from chapter two.James would actually continue to explore that in these areas.
所以呢，今天呢是第三个考验。
So today is the third test.
这个考验就是你面对人的时候，你有什么反应呢？
So this one is how you respond to man.
第二章的第一节里面说，我的弟兄们呢，你们顺奉我们荣耀的主耶稣基督，便不可按外貌待人。
The book of James chapter 2 verse 1 it says, My brothers and sisters, believers in our glorious Lord Jesus Christ must not show favoritism.
按外貌待人呢，这个字在原文里面呢，其实是把好像两个观念放在一起。
In the original text, the word favoritism is really combined two ideal concepts together.
就是 accepting a face, 就是接受人的面。
And that is to accepting one's face.
这个是形容呢，你对待不同人，你对不同的人呢有不同的对待。
That is to say that you respond differently to different people.
其实呢，这个观念呢，很像我们中国人呢叫给面子。
So, This idea is very similar to for Chinese is give some sort of face.
这个呢是其实在我们中国人的文化里面呢是一个你可以说呢在我们血统里面就有了。
So it's almost like this is something in for Chinese is what it means.
我记得呢我小的时候呢去茶楼饮茶，就是去餐馆吃早点。
So I remember when I was younger, I went to a restaurant to have like dim sum.
前面呢都是坐满人呢，在等位置要进去。
So there are all kinds of people waiting in line to want to get in.
但是我公公认识这个吊带的这个人。
But my grandfather knows receptionist.
我们是从来不用等的，马上就进去做。
Never had to wait and just went right in.
有一些人呢，念书也是一样道理啊。
For some, studying is the same thing.
如果你认识这个校长
，If you actually know the headmaster,
你的成绩没有达到标准
and your test scores did not meet the standard,
但是你仍然可以进这个学校。
So, would be able to enter the school.
很多外国人呢，在中国开放以后进来跟中国人做生意。
After the Chinese doors opened, a lot of people went into China to conduct business.
他们发觉呢，在中国做生意最重要的都是一件事情。
They recognize that the most important thing of doing business in China is one thing.
就是关系。
That is, 关系 relationship.
因为你有关系的时候，人才会给你面子。
Because when you have, once you have the relationship, people give you face.
雅各呢提醒我们，我们不可以按外貌待人。
And James reminds us that we cannot treat people according to external appearance.
雅各讲这句话的意思呢，不是要我们去想起什么时候呢人家没有给你面子。
And James talk about this is not to remind us when people did not give you face.
他是要提醒我们，你平常待人是不是按外貌待人。
Remind us that when you're treating other people, do you treat them based on favoritism?
如果你是这样子做的时候，其实你就是把这个世界上面的这个世俗啊带进这个教会，也带进你的生命当中。
If you're doing this, you're bringing the culturally what's in the society acceptable or being what's going on into the church.
第二到三节里面呢是一个虚构的故事，就是一个虚构的。
This is the chapter verse 2 and 3 is a hypothetical situation.
但是呢，这个极可能发生在一个教会里面。
But this can only happen in one church.
星期天教会开门，人进来崇拜。
Sunday morning, the door opens and people come in to worship.
有两位新人来到我们中间。
And then two new people come into our midst.
其中两个人都是，你看他的外表，你就知道他是怎么样的一个人。
So you look at the outside external appearance, you know what kind of people he is.
第一个人呢是很有钱的人。
The first one is actually a very rich man.
因为圣经说呢，他是其实呢原文是告诉我们呢，他是金手指的人呢，就是戴满金戒指的一个人。
So he's like a gold finger person. He's actually wearing a lot of glitters.
还有呢，他的衣服呢是闪闪金光的 ，shining 的这个衣服。
So he was also wearing fine clothes.
另外一个呢，你一看出来呢，你就知道他是一个穷人。
So the other, the minute you take a look at him, you know he's poor.
因为他穿的衣服呢是肮脏的衣服。
So because he's wearing filthy clothes.
两个都是陌生人。
Both of them are strangers.
但是完全因为他们的外表呢，第三节呢告诉我们呢，他有两个不同的对待。
Because of the external appearances, verse 3 tells us that they receive two different types of treatments.
你们呢就他你们这重看呢、穿华美衣服的人说，请坐在这好位上，又对那穷人说，你站在那里化坐在我脚凳下边。
If you show special attention to the man wearing fine clothes and say, here's a good seat for you, but say to the poor man, you stand there or sit by the on the floor by my feet.
最后呢，雅各在第四节呢就做一个结论。
James concluded in verse 4.
他说，基本上他说，什么叫以外貌待人呢？
So he is actually saying this is you actually discriminate them based on external appearances.
就是刚刚这个故事就是一个例子。
The story we just heard is the example.
他说呢，你们是用恶意对待人，判断人。
Because you are actually judges with evil hearts.
断定这个字呢，就是呢好像一个法庭做一个裁判一样。
Judging this as if he is someone's a judge and passing judgment.
所以呢， 雅各呢是比喻啊，这些偏信待人的这些人呢，就好像一个贪官，因为一些丑恶的意念的时候呢，无论去判案。
So, James is saying that as if this is person, it's a corrupt judge and pass judgment based on evil thoughts.
我们现在的社会呢，偏信待人呢。不单只是对待有钱。
And today, favoritism is not only about people with money.
如果你是有权呢，如果你是出名的，你有才能的，很多人都会偏信待你。
And other than riches, if you have the talent, you are famous, people will still show favoritism to you.
你有没有想过为什么我们会特别去照顾这些有才能、有钱、有名的人呢？
You, have you stopped and think about why we pay special attention to these people with money or talents?
为什么呢？我们对这些什么都没有的人呢，我们就有一种拒人于千里以外的一个态度呢？
Why is it that we treat poor people as if we want to be far, far away?
雅各告诉我们呢，我们兼职的表现是我们有一个恶念在我们中间。
James telling us that with these, we have evil thoughts in our heart.
只是这个恶念，你就是想在别人身上得到你的好处。
This evil thought is through the other people that you gain benefits.
所以这个人如果他是有利用价值的，你当然去欢迎他呢。
So these people, if there's a ways you can use them, of course you welcome them.
但是如果这个人帮不到你的，还有很大的可能呢，你要帮助他的，那么当然你就是保持距离远一点好了。
So these people not only would that they would not be able to gain benefit, but yet you might actually have to help them, then you may perhaps want to stay away.
所以神说呢，偏信待人呢，这个不应该是在我们神的儿女当中呢，表现出来的，这个是不可以的。
So, therefore, James says favoritism should not be part of the what Christians should have.
在第五节到第十一节里面呢，雅各就解释为什么我们不要偏待人的原因是什么。
So from verse 11, James explained to us why he's against favoritism.
首先呢，他说呢，你这样子做呢是不合逻辑的。
First thing that is by doing this is against logic.
有两样原因，为什么这个事情是不合逻辑？
There are two reasons why this is against logic.
第一，他说呢，所侮辱的，你所不尊重的这些穷人，其实是神所拣选的、尊贵的。
Because number one is those you don't respect or even insult are also what in the eyes of God they actually very valuable.
第二个原因是在六到第七节里面告诉我们，就是呢，他提醒基督徒啊。你奉承的这些有钱人都是逼迫你的人，你为什么要这样子？
In the second part in verse 6 and 7, these people who that you try to gain favor is actually what's going to come up and hurt you.
但我从前第一次看这段圣经的时候呢，我觉得神还是偏心啊。
When I first read this, I still think that God is actually have some sort of favoritism.
他就是偏心这些穷人咯。
That is he favor those who are poor.
他就是仇恨这些有钱人。
Actually, he detests those who are rich.
但是呢，如果你只是去看第五到第七节的时候呢，其实这个不是神的意思。
If you actually look at verse 5 to 7, tell that is not what it's meant.
其实呢，如果你看全本圣经新旧约里面，神都一次的。一再的强调，他是不偏待人的。
So if you look at the entire Bible, over and over again, there's emphasis that God does not show any favoritism.
特别呢在利未记里面呢神提醒了，如果你是做一个法官，你判断的时候呢，你不要偏袒这些穷人。
So especially in the book of Leviticus, when you, if you're a judge, you cannot show favoritism to the poor.
但是呢，在雅各书形容啊，神是拣选这些穷人哦。
So but yet in the book of James, it says that actually God chose these poor.
但是呢，如果你看下去的时候呢，你会发觉神选他们不是因为他们穷哦，是因为他们有信心。
So if you look at it in detail, it's not because God because chose them, not because they are poor, but yet because they have faith.
有三段圣经呢，能够解释神为什么好像选穷人不选有钱人。
There are three scripture that actually show that why God chose poor.
一段呢，就是呢。你从路加福音跟马太福音里面呢，你就看见呢，穷人的有一个特点。
So if you look at the book of Luke and also Matthew, you see that the poor have a special characteristics.
路加福音六章二十节说：“你们贫穷的人有福了，因为神的国是你们的。”
Luke 6:20 says, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God."
但是呢，在马太福音五章第三节呢。他却坚持说，虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
But yet, in Matthew 5:3, it says, "Blessed the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven."
相反呢，耶稣呢，在马可福音里面呢，他讲到，有钱财的人进神的国是何等的难呢
？On the contrary, Jesus said in the Mark chapter 10, it says.How difficult it is for the rich to enter the kingdom of God.
第三节圣经呢解释给我们听。
These three verses explain to us.
穷人是比较容易虚心的。为什么？
The poor also the ones who actually had much easy to be to humble.
原因呢，他们没有有钱人的这个难处。
Because they don't have the obstacles that the rich have.
有钱人呢，他比较容易去依靠他的钱财。
The rich is so easy for them to rely on their riches.
但是呢，一个穷人他没有钱了。
Because of the poor, they don't have the money.
他们呢，有一些穷人呢，他会选择去依靠神。
And some of the poor would choose to rely on God.
在第六到第七节里面呢，提到有钱人去欺压基督徒。
In verse 6 and 7, it talks about how the rich actually oppress the poor.
你看这段圣经的时候呢，你不要以为呢，圣经是提议我们仇富，就是仇恨这些有钱人。
So when you read this, don't mistake it as if actually it's trying to teach us to hate the rich.
其实圣经是告诉我们一个很现实的一个现象。
But actually, the scripture tells us a very practical phenomenon.
这个现象就是有钱人欺压这些没有钱的人。
And that is the rich were oppressing the poor.
很多时候呢，这些人包括基督徒。
And a lot of times, these people including Christians.
所以你要在这群有钱人身上呢得到好处呢，就是我们说妙想天开了。
So, if you want to try to gain benefit from the rich, it's almost like as if you pray that the heaven would open.
因为这群人呢，就是欺压你们的人。
These are the ones who oppress you.
所以呢，对雅各来说，你简直就是偏待他们，其实是不合理的。
So as James says, when you try to show favoritism to them, it actually is against logic.
第八到十一节呢，告诉我们，偏心待人呢，也是不合律法的。
So in verse 8 to 11, it also tells us that favoritism is also against the law.
很多时候呢，当圣经告诉我们你不要偏心待人的时候，我们的反应就是，这个只是很小的罪，又不是杀人放火，又不是去偷去抢，不用这么。介意这个事情呢、啊、
So sometimes when we're told against favoritism, you might say the minor sin is not like committing murder or anything like that.
但是呢，雅各在第八到十一节呢，告诉我们呢，偏信他人呢，不单只是不合乎律法，也是一个很严重的一个罪。
So, but in verse 8, it tells us that not only is it against the law, but it's also a fairly serious sin.
第八节里面呢，简直讲，经上记着说，要爱人如己，你们若遵守这至尊的律法才是好的。
In verse 8, it tells us that love your neighbor as well. You are doing right.
他形容呢这个律法呢是一个至尊的律法。
So when he described this law as a royal law.
还有呢他强调律法里面其中一条。
And also specifically point out one of the law within all the laws.
就是爱人如己。
That is enough, you love your neighbor as yourself.
原因呢就是因为爱人如己呢在加拉太书告诉我们。因为全律法都包在爱人如己的这一句话进内了。
It reminds us in the Galatians said, for the entire law is fulfilled in this keeping this command.
换句话说呢，爱人如己呢，是律法，全个律法的精神。
In other words, love your neighbor is the entire essence of the law.
当你偏信待人的时候，你就是违反爱人如己。
If you are showing favoritism, and that is you are violating the law of loving your neighbor as yourself.
你也是违反了律法的精神。
It's also against the spirit behind the law.
所以呢，第九节里面呢，雅各呢就说：“但你们若按外貌待人，便是犯罪。”被律法定为犯法的。
So in verse 9 it says, you show favoritism, you sin and are convicted by the law as lawbreakers.
还有呢，就是雅各在十到十一节提醒我们，律法呢是一体的。
Also remind us, in verse 10, the law is actually just
one unit. 一个 unit. 因为凡遵守全律法的只在一条上跌倒他就是犯了众条。
But whoever keeps the whole law and yet stumbles just one point is guilty of breaking all of it.
第十节的意思呢不是说呢一个人犯一条律法跟犯十条律法呢是一样。
The verse 10 does not mean thatbreaking one law is the same as breaking all of the law.
也不是说呢，你犯多少律法也好了，你的惩罚都是一样。
And it's not like regardless of how many you violate, the punishment is the same.
他只是告诉我们呢，律法是一个是一体的，是 one unit.
So, but it tells us that the law is.Comprised of one unit.
它是不能分开的，不能分隔的。
Cannot be separated.
所以呢，人不能选择我要遵守哪一条，不遵守哪一条。
So we cannot choose to say that I'm going to obey this one and not the other one.
其实呢，这个常常是我们基督徒一个问题。
This actually is a common problem for us Christians.
有一些人呢，把神的要求、神的律法呢，浓缩。
So we actually some people might try to condense all the law into the Ten Commandments.
他觉得呢，如果我没有犯十诫呢，我就达到神的标准。
So if I think that if I don't violate the Ten Commandments, then I reach God's standard.
有的时候呢，我们就是有另外一个表现呢，就是把我们的属灵生命呢，好像也是。就是浓缩了变成三件事情。
So a lot of times you also condense our spiritual life into three things.
灵修祷告去教会。
Devotion, praying, and also attending the church.
如果做了这三样事情呢，我就是一个好的基督徒了。
So if I do all these things, I'm a good Christian.
有没有发觉呢？我们永远呢，就是选择是容易去遵守的。
So do you not see that sometimes we just find those easier ones to follow?
啊，至于这些困难的，比方说传福音呐，你要饶恕别人呐，这些呢，我们往往呢就是忽略了。
And that yet, like sharing the gospel and also forgive others, it's also easy for us to neglect.
但是呢，雅各在十一节告诉我们。
And James tells us in verse 11.
为什么律法是一体？
Why the law is a one single unit?
第一节说，原来那说不可奸淫的，也说不可杀人。
And for he who said you shall not commit adultery also say you shall not murder.
原因就是每一条律法都是同一个神他所吩咐的。
And because this is this, all the laws are commanded by one same God.
所以呢，当你就是不奸淫却杀人呢，人是成了犯律法的。
You do not commit adultery, but do not but do commit murder. You have become a lawbreaker.
我想到呢，其实神的律法呢，就是好像爸爸妈妈吩咐他的儿女一样。
So God's law is like as if a parent instruct the children.
他告诉了你啊，你要在学校里面努力的念书。
So we might say you need to work hard in school.
在家里面呢，不要欺负你的妹妹。
And they, at home, don't bully your younger sister.
还有呢，你在外面对人有礼貌。
And on the outside the house, you need to be polite to others.
如果你的儿女呢，他只是用功念书，在外面有礼貌，但是在家里面，欺负他的妹妹，你觉得他是一个怎么样的儿女呢
？Your child, work hard in school, be polite to others, and yet bully your own little sister. What kind of child do you think he is?
你不会称赞他啊，你真是一个很听话的儿女。
You wouldn't praise them that saying that they are good children.
因为呢，他犯了一条，其实就是表现呢，他不听你的话了。
Because you violate one rule that tells you that he or she does not obey you.
12-13节里面呢，雅各就开始告诉我们，我们应该怎么对待别人呢
？Verse 12 and 13, James begin to tell us how we should treat others.
十二节里面说，你们自然。要按使人自由的律法受审判，都该照样，照着律法说话行事。
Verse 12 tells us that speak and act as those who are going to be judged by the law that gives freedom.
你发觉呢，十二节里面呢，它不但只强调我们的行事。
In verse 12, it not only talk about what we do.
它也强调我们说话。
And also talk about what we say.
如果你看到第三章的时候，你会发觉呢，其实我们说什么呢，就是因为我们想什么。
If you look, when we look at chapter 3, it tells you that whatever we say is because of what we think.
所以呢，我们基督徒，如果你是，既然你是神的儿女，你要留意你的思想、你的言语，还有你的行。
So for us Christians, you need to pay attention to.What our thoughts are, what we say, and what our actions are.
第三者必须要通得过使人自由律法的审判。
So all these three things need to pass the judgment, the law that gives freedom.
我们已经讲到律法的精神都是爱人如己。如果你是按照爱人如己为你的出发点的时候，大概你就没有问题面对神的审判。
So we talk about.Love your neighbor as the essence. If you start, you get a starting point, then you shouldn't have any problem.
很多时候呢，有人问我为什么基督徒还会面对神的审判呢
？So some people might ask me why Christians would still face God's judgment.
因为呢，在圣经在这边讲到的审判呢，不是一个你要上天堂还是下地狱的一个审判。
Because this kind of judgment is not whether or not you enter in heaven or go into hell. That type of judgment.
它是讲到了一个奖赏的审判。
It's a judgment that talks about rewards.
所以你会发觉，其实我们的神是很公平。
So you can argue that our God is very fair.
如果你柔心的遵守神的吩咐，神将来不会忘记去奖赏你。
So if you pay attention and follow God's instruction, He will not forget to reward you.
相反，如果你是忽略了神的吩咐的时候，将来你面对神的时候，你会面对他的责罚。
If you neglect God's instructions, the day will come that you would also face the punishment.
我记得呢，七八十年代刚刚，有中国大陆的人移民到香港的时候呢，我们很喜欢，他们常常讲一句话，我很记得的。
So in the 70s or 80s, when there are a lot of mainland Chinese immigrated to Hong Kong, I recall there's a very famous saying that back then.
他们说呢，在共产党里面呢，做又是三十六，不做又是三十六。你知道这句话什么意思啊？他的意思就是他的工资就是三十六块，你做工又是三十六块，你在工厂里面偷懒，他也是给你三十六块。
Okay, the saying is that, if you actually do the work in the factory, you get 36 pieces of
36元。
Okay. If you don't do anything, you still receive 36 yuan.
但是我们的神不是共产党的，他会按照你说你做的事情 ，OK， 你听不听他的话，奖赏你的。
But our God will reward you according to what you have done.
还有一点呢，雅各的形容这个律法是使人自由的律法。
So and also another point is, the law is actually the law that gives.
为什么这个律法不是捆绑我们的律法
？But why is it the law is not the one that actually binds us？
你想想什么叫捆绑
？You think about what does it mean by binding？
就是呢，你想做一件事情，你不可以做，这个就是捆绑。
And that is you're trying to do something you cannot do. That is binding.
但是呢，对一个有神生命的一个人来说，遵守神的吩咐是我们希望的。
So,But for us Christians, to obey God's law is something that we desire.
只是有的时候我们有心无力。
Yeah, but yet, and just and, sometimes we try to do it, but the world is there, but there's no strength.
神的儿女都会承认爱人如己呢，是应该的。
We all recognize that God's for God's children, that love your neighbor is something we should do.
所以自然如此的时候呢，这个律法没有把我们捆绑，反而是给我们不犯罪的自由。
So, but this does not really bind us, but also, but yet give us freedom not to sin.
我发现一个经历呢，可能你也会有的。
So you might, I have this experience. Perhaps you also have this.
就是神吩咐你一件事情呢，你心里面很不愿意去做。
And that is when God tells you.Do certain things you don't really want to do in your heart.
但是当你选择去做以后呢，你就发觉做的时候不太困难呢，做了以后呢，心里面很快乐。
But when you actually try to do it, when you do it, it's not that difficult. But after it's done, it you have really joy in your heart.
最后呢，雅各在十三节里面给我们一个面对审判的一个提示。
But in also in verse 13, God.James also give us something that when we follow the judgment that we actually are reminded.
十三节里面说，因为那不怜悯人的也要受无怜悯的审判，怜悯原是向审判夸胜。
This judgment without mercy will be shown to anyone who has not been merciful. Mercy triumphs over judgment.
在圣经里面常常提到恩典跟怜悯。
In the scripture, it kept talking about judgment and mercy.
这两样东西有什么分别？
What is the difference between these two?
恩典就是呢，你不配的，神还是给你，这个就是恩典。
Mercy is something that you don't deserve, but yet God still gives it to you. That is mercy.
怜悯就是你配得的，比方说呢，你的惩罚你是配得的，但是神没有给你，这个就是怜悯。 就是 you deserve something, but God did not give it. 所以在十三节呢是强调怜悯。
So in verse 13, it places the emphasis on mercy.
这个也是雅各，只是呢他就告诉我们，很可能我们每一个人呢，在我们人生里面呢，都会跌倒犯罪了。
So that is very likely within our lives we will be stumble and sin.
可能就在你的思想里面，在你的言语，也有可能是在你的行为上面。
So it could be in your thoughts, in your words, and also your action.
所以呢，我们其实每一个人都需要神的怜悯。
So every one of us needs God's mercy.
那么你最好平时就是怜悯人。
The best thing to do is have merciful, being merciful to others.
因为如果你平常不怜悯人的时候呢，神将来审判你的时候，他也不会怜悯你。
Because if you are not being merciful to others, when at the judgment time, God may not be merciful.
那么，但是呢，如果你怜悯人的时候，怜悯就是胜过这个审判。
And that is, mercy would actually triumph over.The judgment.
2010年呢，在河北的大学区里面呢，发生了一个醉酒开车的事件。
In 2012, in the province of Hebei, it actually is some accident involved a drunk happened.
那么呢，最后呢，两个学生，两个女的学生，一个被车子撞死了，一个撞伤。
There are two girls, students, one was killed, the other one was seriously hurt by the car.
最后这个司机呢，给人拿下来的时候呢，他就这样子说。
The driver, when he was caught, he said the following.
他说，你有本事就去告我，我爸是李刚。
Go charge me, I dare you, my father is Li Gang.
那这个年轻人为什么这么嚣张呢？
Why is this young person so daring?
原因就是他相信没有人不给面子，他这个公安局的副局长的，他爸爸是公安局的副，没有人不给面子他的。
So his father is a second in charge, police department. Nobody dare to charge him.
那当我们偏心待人的时候呢，你就好像这些贪官一样。
So when we are showing favoritism, we are almost like these corrupt.
你会为了得到好处，胡乱的判断。
Because you want to gain benefit, you would judge wrongly.
你会偏心待这些对你好的人。
To show favoritism to those who may treat you well.
神说呢，如果你是真的是一个基督徒，你不可以是这样子。
God said, if you are a true Christian, you cannot do this.
为什么？
Why is it so?
因为我们是从神而生。
Because we are born of God.
我们爸爸是怎么样，他的儿女就是会是怎么样。
Whatever God, the father is like, so is the child.
神不偏心待人。
God does not show any favoritism.
基督徒也不偏心待人。
Christians should not be, show favoritism either.
天父爱人如己。
Father loved the children as if his own.
基督徒也当爱人如己。
Christians should also love your neighbor as himself.
天父怜悯人。
Father, have mercy to others.
我们也当怜悯。
You also should have mercy towards others.
但是当一个人他自称是基督徒，
But if it was someone who claimed to be a Christian,
他拒绝去帮助那些不能回报他的人。
And yet, she declined to help those who may be able to help them back.
拒绝饶恕这些得罪他的人。
He declined to forgive those who offended him.
你就不像神。
You are not like God.
有可能你就不是神的儿女。
Perhaps you are not God's children.
但是如果你愿意去做这个事情，
If you are willing to do this,
证明你有神的生命在你。
Proves that You have God's life in you.
我们最后一同祷告。
And well, let's bow hand pray.